Good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I'm your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the unification principle point of view. This week's show is Stop the Decimation of Our Youth. All kinds of corruption in our society stem from the fall of man, which if you look at our website, visionroot.org, you can study the unification principle, and from sexual corruption, which is related to the fall of man. Basically, all kinds of corruption stem from that, and all kinds of decline stem from the decline of the family, the male-female biological family of the married husband and wife and children, which now only 40% of youth are born within a married family. But that doesn't tell the whole story because the numbers are much higher, like 68% in the black community and higher also in the Hispanic community. So that really needs to be dwelt on. And you don't really hear about that. In fact, you even hear, hey, I might be a little out of it, but you know, I didn't know like that Elon Musk had 13 or 14 children from four different women. I know he was married before and had like six children. Well, that's hardly an ideal situation. We need to guide our youth to abstain before marriage. So let's look at a couple of articles to get some facts on this issue. Here we have an article by Stephanie Mann of Safe Kids Now on her website. Let's expose the jackass generation. So what she's saying is that the, like, I guess it would be the Z generation often now has a lack of understanding. Let's just read what she says here. Today we have the jackass generation, which split away from mainstream Americans. These people with inflated egos blame others, have all the answers, and don't listen to other points of view. Younger people lack a conscience as they loot, steal, and shoot other people and commit criminal acts of violence against anyone who happens to be in their way. The jackass generation includes politicians and leaders who reject consequences for evil behavior. We need to start a media conversation on how to strengthen and support American families and neighbors with limited involvement of the police. Community responsibility for neighborhood safety can dramatically reduce crime, drugs, and violence and build trust as neighbors work together to keep families and children safe. Neighborhood involvement exposes crime, agency, and police corruption. We, the people, need to stop assuming that politicians and taxpayers' money can save us. In a democracy, involved citizens create positive change in our communities. The limited job of politicians is to write and pass laws as they spend taxpayers' money, which often leads to corruption. Quote, integrity, transparency, and the fight against corruption have to be part of the culture. They have to be thought of as fundamental values, unquote. Angel Gurria, OECD Secretary General, Transparency International. Bureaucrats seek to divide and control people's behavior. They use woke intimidation to reduce freedom of speech and downplay the role of religion because people of faith don't trust big government. When we trust our higher power, we can discover our inner ability to find solutions. That was the success of the greatest generation during World War II. The jackass generation is wagging the donkey. The question is, what are we, the people, willing to do to stop power-hungry politicians from assuming control over freedom-loving Americans? Stephanie L. Mann, Crime and Violence Prevention Consultant. I do urge you to check her website too for a lot of great resources and her books at safekidsnow.com. This is an article called Marriage Isn't Just a Piece of Paper. It's on the Breakpoint website, breakpoint.org, the Colson Center. Even as the American marriage rate has steadily declined, the cohabitation rate has steadily grown. According to a 2019 Pew Research study, more Americans have cohabited at some point than have married. 15 times more couples live together outside marriage today than in 1960. In truth, cohabitation is a disastrous way to form a household. Recently on X, pro-life author Lila Rose highlighted the facts about shacking up. According to research, couples who cohabitate before marriage are 48% more likely to divorce. Cohabitation doesn't set you up for success. It undermines the success of your marriage. So, for those who are dating in a relationship, build a strong foundation by growing together spiritually, intellectually, and emotionally. If this is the person God is calling you to marry, make the commitment first, get married, then build your home together. Brad Wilcox, he's with the Institute for Family Studies, he reaffirmed that. He says, quote, "My students, which are at the University of Virginia, think cohabitation is a great way to prepare for marriage. They don't know cohabitation is actually linked to marital failure. A Stanford study found that cohabiting with an extra partner boosted women's odds of divorce by 3 times. Cohabitation fails to prepare people for marriage because it's fundamentally unlike marriage. As Wilcox explained, cohabitation caused partners to adopt a less committed view of marriage, and this low commitment mentality makes them more vulnerable to marital dissolution when times get tough. With our youth being decimated by all kinds of indoctrination, you know, throughout society and especially in public schools, it's incumbent upon us as responsible citizens, parents, and people who care that we stop this decimation. And the decimation is because of the attack on the fundamental institution of the family. That means a man and a woman and children. You know, it's the fact that that would even be in question about what a family is basically insane. You know, a family isn't a man, a woman, and children. It's like something else. 2 men, 2 women. No, I don't think so. That's not the way God created the family. So what can we do about this? Well, you know, I'm into practical solutions. And in 2003, my wife and I founded Urban Life Training. Full name is Urban Life Training and Reality Assessment Teen Choice. So, or Ultra Teen Choice, which we call Urban Life Training for short. So that is a program to help you succeed by being models, role models who teach about the importance of developing good character and abstaining from sex before marriage. And you model and teach that to the younger students. It's basically a no-brainer. And we've had great success with this. It was founded in Washington, D.C. Our first club was at Eastern Senior High School. For those familiar with D.C., that's across from RFK Stadium. They've now completely changed the school, but this was the original Eastern High School before they redid it. It's not the same now, you know. But in any case, we worked there starting in 2002 and was working in D.C. through 2016 in, you know, like about a dozen different schools. So even some upper elementary, when elementary included 6th grade, middle schools, high schools, our basic program, you know, has a number of features that can benefit you. So I'd like to share with you basic information about that now. So Urban Life Training provides education, peer counseling, and STAR leadership clubs. 48% of high school seniors have had sex. As I said earlier, 40% of children are born outside of marriage, therefore reducing their well-being through no choice of their own. Urban Life Training raises youth leaders to develop good character and to model and teach about the benefits of sexual abstinence in preparation for marriage and successful family formation. Female, age 15, testimony. It was really awesome. At first, I thought it was going to be things I hear all the time. Do not have sex, you're too young. After finding out all this information, I am proud to say I'm a virgin. So many diseases are easily spread. This program now made me want to make sure when I do begin to have sex, to make sure my partner is tested and to get married before sex. I would also like to marry a virgin, even though in society today that's going to be hard. So the three main parts of the program, local chapters. The work of Urban Life Training is carried out by local chapters that are formed under the auspices of and approved by the Urban Life Training National Organization. Chapters are the crucial local organization for carrying out the work of Urban Life Training. The National Urban Life Training Organization provides the template, training, and all needed materials. Campus chapters may also be formed by students at any college or university. Both types of chapters benefit by receiving mutual support, having a host of available education materials, and most importantly, combining forces with like-minded individuals throughout the nation and world who want to help further the mission of Urban Life Training. So you can apply to be a chapter of our website at our website, urbanlifetraining.org. The education program consists of classroom education, including Protecting Your Future. That's a reality-based presentation discussing topics such as sexually transmitted diseases, how effective condoms are, how STDs spread, importance of goal setting, effects of alcohol use, effects of viewing pornography. Refusal skills are practiced. Maturing Your Love is the second presentation that changes focus to more personal concerns of each young person to have a successful, happy, and healthy life. Qualities desired in a marriage partner discuss effects of uncommitted sex and teen pregnancy, the nature of real love, the importance of telling the truth. Five-star sexuality, meaning the meaning of the act of love, the role of commitment in relationship, and the meaning of marriage and parenting are discussed. The meaning of being a parent is discussed along with the success formula. Returning to virginity is discussed for those who want to make a new start. The influence of media is another covered topic. Then there's peer counseling, second part of the program of the classroom education. Peer counselors come to the classroom to discuss resisting peer pressure or learning assertiveness techniques. STAR Leadership Club members can apply to be peer counselors. They explain and show by example why the absent lifestyle is the best one. Other youth can join the peer counselors in making a pledge of absence for marriage. And then the third part of the program is STAR, Students Teaching Absence and Responsibility Leadership Clubs. During classroom visits, students are invited to join the STAR Leadership Club. Club meetings include peer counselor training, guest speakers, discussions, and media-related activities and projects. Clubs may organize fun monthly activities such as bowling, where students experience mentoring from older youth and adults committed to abstinence, as well as being mentors for younger peers. We highly encourage you to form a chapter of Urban Life Training in your local area. We highly encourage you to form a chapter of Urban Life Training in your local area. You can apply on our website, urbanlifetraining.org, to do that. And this is the formula how we're going to help the youth and stop them from being decimated. We have to teach them the importance of the success formula. The success formula is to, first of all, graduate from high school, then wait until 21 and married to have children and get a full-time job. Those who do that have approximately a 2% chance of living in poverty. Those who don't do any of those things have approximately an 80%+ of living in poverty. That's striking. But is that what we're hearing in schools, or are we hearing other things? Gender indoctrination, all kinds of crazy stuff. Even, you know, encouraging those things among youth, with now some 30% of girls saying they don't know if they're female or not. And 10% of boys, according to Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance System. This is the biggest crisis in society. Other things that are political, of course, there's constantly political things going on. And as Stephanie Mann aptly pointed out in her article on the Jackass Generation, you know, there's constantly corruption going on around money. I mean, we could see that with all the Doge stuff, you know, funneling money to all these, you know, quote unquote woke causes and all this waste of money. The real action is at the family level. That's what we need to be talking about every issue. Oh, why aren't men working? Well, how about the men that aren't working? Of course, there's many related issues. It might be a job availability or things like that. But certainly, arguably, the biggest one is if you don't grow up with the mom and dad setting those examples, then you get off onto other paths of life, like we've been talking about. So, and the fact that, you know, youth don't even know, most young adults or youth don't even know that they shouldn't be cohabiting if they want to have a successful life and marriage. And they don't even know the success formula. So by forming an urban life training chapter in your local area, then, and you will operate autonomously under the, you know, main organization, you'll have all the materials, but of course you'll be calling the shots in your local area, then you can give out the message to youth that they must have. And I argue that it's actually a type of child abuse to not give this information, because what's happening, people, you know, with other agendas are coming in, as you see in places like Montgomery County, Maryland, but right here in Jefferson County, West Virginia, too, and saying, oh, we'll teach children, you know, as young as kindergarten, as I've shown in my video interview with Michael Marshall. You know, they're coming in, and that's now gone to the Supreme Court, where they force you. No, no choice. Like, you're not allowed to opt your kids out. If the teacher decides to read Johnny Has Two Belmommies or Two Daddies, or, you know, talking about inappropriate topics, you know, like gender identity, or that, oh, maybe you weren't really born a boy or a girl. Maybe, you know, you're something else. Hello, that's completely wrong. And they won't let kids opt out of that? Yeah, I'd be down there protesting too if I was in Montgomery County. But the same stuff's going on here in Jefferson County. It's just maybe more covert, you know. So, and they waste a lot of money here. There's plenty of corruption. I've been working on that one. The schools are awash in cash. What are they spending on? Enrollment's declining. They have tens of millions of dollars sitting around that we can't find out what's going on with. Wasting a lot of it on the central office. Anyway, form a chapter of urban life training in your local community, and you can provide these services for schools that want them. And, you know, many schools will and do want it. So that's a really good thing. We also have a website that is founded by my wife and I, and it is also a project of Urban Life Training. It's called unionstation.love. And this is a site for finding your eternal match. So if you'd like to find your eternal match and you don't want to partake of the culture of sex before marriage, which is probably most of what so-called dating sites are about, a lot of it is just pure BS. Because, you know, if you go on and look for dating software, you know, they have all these women on there, and I guess men too, and they're just like fake profiles. But anyway, on our website, you'll take a blessing preparation course. It's for those who are staying abstinent or have returned to sexual abstinence and want that value in their lives and that of their partner. So the most important thing is your preparation, not somebody else's whatever, you know, whatever they look like or all that stuff, which might be complete BS anyway if you're on some website. So if you want to try a different approach, check out unionstation.love. Okay, so let's get this revolution of family going. It's actually not a revolution because the family was formed, you know, by God in the beginning. But let's get this education revolution going in the sense that this isn't being provided for our youth. And you can provide it, you know, ideally abstinence-centered education would be the only one. But in any case, you can provide as an option. And then those youth, you know, who want to listen to that message can receive support. And this is like an absolute no-brainer. And, you know, it's a very successful approach, and it's a proven approach in any area. So you can give this information to the youth and stop them from being decimated from the direct attack through all the media and all the garbage on, you know, social media And even right in our schools, many, what is it, 1,000 schools throughout the United States, they're saying, you know, children can tell somebody at school, say the counselor, oh, you know, I think I'm a boy if you're a girl, or vice versa. And then the counselor says, oh, shh, don't tell your parents. Oh, we won't tell. What the heck? This is criminal. So do form a chapter of Urban Life Training. Look forward to hearing from you. Comment, like, share. Share on Spotify. Do review this program. You know, share with your friends. And we thank you for listening. I'm your host, Richard Urban, coming from historic Harpers Ferry. Do be blessed, and we'll see you next week.